Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Live from our studios in Studio City, California, it's Morning Scramble Match Game 24. Woo! Please welcome our celebrity panel, Claire. And our contestant today, Producer Ben!
I'm happy to be selected. Thank you.
Producer Ben, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm born and raised in, raised in Amana.
Okay.
Born in Cedar Rapids.
Yeah. What do you do for a living?
I'm a morning show producer.
Ooh.
And this will be my second game show appearance.
What was your first game show appearance?
I have previously appeared on the Morning Scramble's Family Feud.
That's true!
Wow! He ain't no rookie!
Well, the reason we're playing today, Producer Ben, is because you have never enjoyed Rice-A-Roni!
Oh, it's a San Francisco treat.
That's right, Claire. In fact, we know you didn't because when you got back from San Francisco, we asked you all about it.
We have to serve you Rice-A-Roni now.
You've never had Rice-A-Roni.
It's the San Francisco treat.
I don't know what it is.
You don't even know what it is?
No.
You're not aware of it?
I figure by the time you land in San Francisco, there'd be signs everywhere. Try our treat.
Yeah.
Rice-A-Roni. You didn't see a single sign at the airport.
I never saw anything about Rice-A-Roni there.
Okay, really? I'm showing you a box right now. Does this even look familiar to you?
Yes.
Okay.
I think I've had other brands of that kind of stuff.
You've heard of it, though.
Because it's rice, vermicelli, and then chicken broth with herbs and other natural flavors. This is the chicken one.
Okay. Can you sing the jingle? Do you know the jingle?
No.
We do.
Sing it for me.
Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
And you've never had it?
Huh.
Okay. Have you ever played Match Game before?
I have not.
Okay. This could be great.
This should go well.
Claire, you've done this before.
I've seen parts of episodes of Alec Baldwin's Match Game.
Okay.
Oh, perfect.
Good.
That's all you need.
Okay. Here's what I'm proposing, both to our celebrity panel, Claire.
Yes.
And our one contestant, Producer Ben. I'm going to give you an example question, see if we get this one right,
okay.
And then we'll actually dive in after 7:15, and you got to get 3 out of 5.
Let's try this.
Okay. Everybody has a dry erase board in front of them. I'm going to put 20 seconds on the clock.
20 seconds?
20 seconds.
Ooh,
and you guys need to match each other, and here's your statement. When I heard a vampire was coming over for dinner, we decided to serve blank. When I heard a vampire was coming over for dinner, we decided to serve blank. 10 seconds on the clock. Let me know when you both have locked in your answers.
Yeah. I'm locked in.
When I heard a vampire was coming over for dinner, we decided to serve blank. Okay, Producer Ben is in and Claire is in. Okay, Producer Ben, what did you have?
I said blood.
Blood. Okay. Let's go. Just glasses and glasses of blood?
Yes.
Okay. Who serves
blood? That's what they enjoy.
Where did you get it?
Yeah, but
you're up.
It doesn't matter where I got it from.
Okay, let's see if we have a match. Claire, what did you have?
I said Bloody Marys.
Bloody Marys. This is going to go great.
That's close enough.
That's close enough.
Wait, let's see. Judges?
You got that, judges?
Nope. Okay.
Oh, judges, come on.
You got to get 3 out of 5 for the Rice-A-Roni as we play Morning Scramble Match Game. We'll be back with the actual game.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Live from Studio City, California, it's Match Game 24 with your host, a very
froggy
Dancing Eric Hansen. Every celebrity will be played by Claire.
Thank you.
Who is that?
I don't know.
And our contestant today, Producer Ben.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me on the show today. I'm ready to win.
We learned just a little bit ago, Ben was not born in the Amanas, but grew up there.
Huh.
Ben is a producer for a morning show in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Which one?
Which one again, Ben?
The Morning Scramble.
Do you have any hobbies, Ben? What do you do in your spare time?
I play video games, and I like to travel.
All right. right.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Well, are you both ready to play Match Game 24 for a week's worth supply of Rice-A-Roni?
Let's make a match, young man!
Okay, you both have dry erase boards. Producer Ben needs to get 3 out of 5 to win the Rice-A-Roni. Are you... Stop looking at the questions!
I'm not looking! I'm leering!
Question number one, you guys need to make a match on this question. The princess said to the frog, I'm not kissing you. You have blank. The princess said to the frog, I'm not kissing you. You have blank. Let us know when your answers are in. The princess said to the frog, I'm not kissing you. You have blank. You've got kissable lips, all celebrities, Claire. That's what the host would say. I would never say that.
Why, thank you.
All right, producer Ben, are you in?
Froggy Hansen.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm locked in.
All right, and Claire, are you in?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Producer Ben, please show us your answer.
I said a disease.
A disease.
I was going to write a specific disease, but then
okay.
I didn't want to call anybody out.
And Claire, what do you have?
I said frog lips! Because he's a frog!
Neither of you once thought warts at all.
Never!
Isn't a warts technically a disease?
No, it's not, but you guys have to match. Who cares? Okay, four
left. How can two people be so bad at one game?
We gotta get this next one down. There's a new restaurant downtown called Mom's Diner.
Mm.
At Mom's Diner, when you're done eating, they immediately make you blank. 20 seconds on the clock. There's a new restaurant downtown called Mom's Diner. At Mom's Diner, when you're done eating, they immediately make you blank. Are you guys both locked in?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
All right, I'm locked in.
Okay, Producer Ben.
I'm a different celebrity.
I can tell.
That's a new personality.
Producer Ben, what is your answer?
I said go for a walk.
Go for a walk.
Why the... Who's your mom?
Right. Celebrity Claire.
Do the dishes.
Do the dishes. Not a match. I'm starting to think this Rice-A-Roni's going back home with me.
I think that's your answer.
Okay. Number three, you have to get the next three right.
No pressure.
I just saw the world's strangest beach wedding. Instead of a regular suit, the groom was wearing a blank suit. I just saw the world's strangest beach wedding. Instead of a regular suit, the groom was wearing a blank suit.
I'm locked in.
All right, one is in.
I am locked in as well.
All right.
I also have an answer.
Okay, Producer Ben, your answer?
I said bathing suit.
Bathing suit.
Do you think judges would agree that swimming?
Swimming!
Swimming!
Yes!
Swimming and bathing!
Ah, also, Producer Ben
most excellent.
Uses the phrase bathing suit, which makes me feel
how
great.
How old are these gentlemen?
Okay. We have two left. We've got to get the next two for him to win the Rice-A-Roni.
Okay.
Woo!
Dumb Donald is so dumb.
How dumb is he?
When he heard the phrase, when pigs fly, he immediately booked a plane ticket to...
Say it again.
Dumb Donald is so dumb. When he heard the phrase, when pigs fly, he immediately booked a plane ticket to... Fill in the blank. Let's see if we can get a match. This shouldn't be this hard, guys. Why are you making this hard? Producer Ben, you're locked in.
I'm locked in.
Oh, no.
Okay. Celebrity guest, Claire, you need to write something down.
Say it again.
Dumb Donald is so dumb. When he heard the phrase, when pigs fly, he immediately booked a plane ticket to... Just write a place. Okay. Producer Ben, what is your answer?
I said Old McDonald's Farm.
Old McDonald's Farm.
The farm!
The farm!
The farm!
That counts!
The farm.
We'll I figured Iowa would have been what you both would have said, but that's okay.
We'll take it.
This is for the box of Rice-A-Roni.
Oh my God, I feel so much pressure.
Dr. Frankenstein wanted the brain from the dumbest member of the morning scramble. So he had Igor bring blank into the lab. Dr. Frankenstein wanted the brain from the dumbest member of the morning scramble. So he had Igor bring who blank into the lab. Let us know when you lock in your answer.
Wait, let me change mine.
Remember, you're playing for Rice-A-Roni.
All right, I'm locked in.
The San Francisco
Come on, Ben.
Okay, we are both
Come
locked
on,
in.
Come on, Ben.
Okay.
Come on, Ben. We're on the same team.
Producer Ben.
It's a short
Dr.
answer.
Frankenstein wanted the brain
answer.
From the dumbest member of the morning scramble, so he had Igor bring
on,
blank
Ben.
Into the lab. You locked in.
Dancing Eric Hansen.
Dancing Eric Hansen!
Oh, my God!
Also, we're very hungry. Go make us some Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treats.
Woo!
Morning Scramble Match Game, sponsored by Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treats.
Time for the buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on
Z102.9. But shorts. Okay, I know, time to time, I give the University of Iowa and specifically the athletic department a hard time. Because sometimes, honestly, they make some bonehead moves. But when they get something right, like hosting a preseason WNBA game with Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever, I got to give them flowers. The WNBA's Indiana Fever announcing the addition of a preseason game on the campus of the University of Iowa May 4th of 2025 against the Brazilian national team. For the first time in franchise history, the Fever will take the court at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. It sounds as if Iowa will have first crack at selling out the game, and then a third party will be used if any public seats are available. There's no on-sale date yet for tickets. Broadcast information not yet announced, but this was dropped late yesterday afternoon. May 4th, Caitlin Clark, WNBA Indiana Fever, coming to play a game at Carver-Hawkeye Arena as they take on the Brazilian national team. Moving on to a new episode of As Des Moines Turns. Yesterday morning, an Iowa Senate subcommittee voted 3-0 to recommend a casino moratorium bill. This bill is identical to the Iowa House version of the bill. That bill, by the way, was up for debate and passed the House 68-31. It would place a moratorium on new gaming licenses in Iowa until July of 2023. Now, if the Iowa House and Iowa Senate approve their bills, that would go to the governor. And then if she signs it, of course, then we have a moratorium and that could take place before the vote of the Racing and Gaming Commission. Now, so far, there's no debate or vote scheduled in the Iowa Senate. No word from Senate President Amy Sinclair. No word from Majority Leader Jack Whitfer. I do find it interesting, though, that there's some debate in the Senate that why even have a Racing and Gaming Commission if you're just going to keep telling them they can't approve things. That seems to be the fight happening on the Senate side right now. We're all going to keep an eye on what's happening in Des Moines today, over the weekend, and into the first part of February, because the vote for a casino in Cedar Rapids is up on Thursday, February the 6th, only if there isn't a moratorium. So all eyes on Des Moines. And another episode of As Des Moines Turns. All right, what's got us feeling all right? We're actually going to stay in Des Moines for a second. So if you didn't know, the state treasurer's office for the state of Iowa, it gets really complicated. But if somebody passes away, a lot of times that property gets tied up. And then sometimes it goes to the state to try to find the rightful owners of that property. It's called the Great Iowa Treasure Hunt. There's a big website. You go on there, you put in your name, your family member's name, some relatives. There might be an old utility deposit or a safety deposit box, maybe a bank account, forgotten property. However, sometimes the contents within the treasure hunt are so, so valuable that instead of you going on the hunt, the state actually contacts you. And this just happened. There's a family of an Iowa veteran who had won the Purple Heart. The medal was forgotten, was stored in a safety deposit box that belonged to a gentleman named Gerald Hayes. The treasurer's staff found the family with that lost heirloom and just connected the two of them this past Wednesday. That's one of two, by the way. So one Purple Heart now has been claimed. The other, and we're in the broadcast area, so if anybody is a next of kin to a Herman Eggers of Waterloo, the state of Iowa has his Purple Heart, which is just amazing to consider. You win that award, it goes into a safety deposit box, and it kind of gets forgotten. But there it is. State of Iowa is looking for the family of Herman Eggers of Waterloo, trying to connect them with his Purple Heart. But the fact that we got one done for the Hayes family, that's got us feeling all right this morning.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B-102.9.
My retirement plan is three options.
Hmm.
Mall Santa,
mm-hmm.
Captain on the Jungle Cruise at Disney World.
Yeah.
Or game show host. Welcome to the 10,000 Grain Pyramid.
Woo! We don't need them. You got me.
Let's welcome our celebrity, Claire.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Claire, any projects you're working on right now?
Yeah, I've got a little something up my sleeve. It's a little independent project, but...
Okay.
Yeah, hoping to come out this fall.
You do the crappy ones so you can do the ones you love, huh?
Yeah, exactly. I have to do some stuff that I know is terrible.
Yeah.
So that I can do the stuff that I truly am passionate about.
Well, why don't you welcome your contestant today? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Producer Ben.
Oh, hey, Ben. What do we know about this guy?
Yeah, Producer Ben, why don't you tell us about yourself?
I'm born and raised in a... No, not...
Born and raised.
No, I'm from Amana.
Yeah.
I'm a morning radio show producer
wow.
in Cedar Rapids,
oh,
Iowa.
Wow.
Okay.
Sounds like a great gig.
Any hobbies?
I like to play video games and travel.
Oh, that sounds great.
Neat. Neat. What's your sign?
I'm a Libra.
Ooh.
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 Well, welcome to the 10,000 Grain Pyramid. Our prize today is a box of Spanish rice, Rice-A-Roni.
Woo! The San Francisco treat.
You got that right, sister. Okay. Do you both know how to play the pyramid? What?
Nothing, brother.
I've never watched it.
Okay.
Explain it.
I will. We're going to forego the first half of the show because we only have time right now to play the grand prize round.
We've got other stuff to do.
So each of you will go one time and then you'll determine who will give the clues last. You have to list items within a category without saying the name of the category, but you have to get your partner to say the name of the category. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you guys ready to play the pyramid?
Sure.
Who would like to give clues first? Producer Ben, you're the...
Wait, sorry.
Yeah. Where are the categories coming from?
You want or you don't want them to say the category?
They have to say the category.
Okay.
Because I'm going to show you what the category is. They
gotcha.
Don't know.
Okay.
All right. Do you want to give the clues first or you want Claire to give the clues first?
Claire.
Okay. Claire, this is the category. You need Producer Ben to say right there. Got it?
Okay.
Okay. Whenever you are ready, give him clues to say the name of that category. Go,
okay.
Claire!
Okay, Ben, like a sweater, like a puffer vest.
Winter.
Like your boots.
What'd you say?
And winter.
And snow pants.
Winter! I'll take winter! Yes!
Yes! Yes!
Things you wear in the wintertime!
Things you wear in the winter!
Okay!
Good job.
So I win?
Well, you won one of three. He's got to get all three right
okay,
to win
on,
the
come
box
on,
of Rice-A-Roni, the
on,
San
ben.
Francisco treat. Okay, Producer Ben, this second one is your category. Do you see it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, start giving clues to Claire now.
Dairy, cheese, bread, pepperoni, meat.
Pizza. Things on a pizza.
Sausage. There it is!
Things
yep.
on a pizza.
Yes.
Dairy?
Why are you out of the game with the dairy?
Do we want to start obvious or
first
later on a little bit?
Dairy?
Why is dairy the...
Because of cheese.
Why didn't you just say cheese? Why?
Well, I got yours on the first clue, so I thought maybe we want to make sure we get a few clues.
All right. Dairy. Okay,
dairy?
We got a box of Spanish-style Rice-A-Roni, and just for the entertainment value, Ben's going to give you clues for the last round. Are you ready?
Okay.
This one might be a little more tricky.
Well, more tricky than dairy? He's making it trickier.
This is a pretty hard category. Okay, that's your category. Got
okay.
it? Okay. You can't say that word, though. You just have to give a list of things that meet that category. Producer Ben, are you ready to play the pyramid?
Yes.
Okay, Claire, are you ready to hear his
I'm nervous, to be completely honest.
All right, whenever you're ready, go.
Snakes.
Reptiles.
Clowns.
Things that people are afraid of.
Oh my God, you got it in two?
Yes!
You got it in two?
Yes! You didn't even say dairy that time. And that could be a thing that people are afraid of. You know, lactose intolerant.
People are very much afraid of dairy.
Absolutely.
Producer Ben, you have won a week's worth supply.
Thank you.
Spanish-style rice-a-roni. Look for it where you buy rice-a-roni.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze.
So the Grammys announced last night that Taylor Swift will present a category at the Sunday's Music Awards. The category she's presenting, we don't know. Here's part of the problem. She's nominated for a lot of them. Tortured Poets Department's up for Album of the Year, so she won't do that. And also Best Pop Vocal Album. She's also nominated for Best Pop Duo Performance for Us, along with Gracie Abrams, so I don't see her there. Fortnite is up for Record and Song of the Year, so I don't see her there as well. But the Grammys have announced that Taylor Swift will be a presenter coming up on Sunday. Taylor, by the way, winning 14 Grammys in her career, including Album of the Year four times. The Grammys coming up CBS on Sunday night. Green Day kicked off Fire Aid last night in Los Angeles. They began a three-song set, which included When I Come Around. When the song was over, Billy Joe Armstrong hugged Billy Crystal, who was walking out to host the show. Crystal hosted the beginning of Fire Aid last night, which is very personal to him. He lost his longtime family home in the fires. When he visited the former site, he said he broke down in tears. On the ground, though, he found a rock they had had in their backyard that said laughter. Amazing to find that one rock that said laughter among all the debris. If you want to contribute, go to FireAidLA.org. While we're out in sunny California, and with Mufasa as the January box office winner, Disney's announcing more Lion King. Lion King at the Hollywood Bowl, which is an iconic performance space. Think McGrath Amphitheater, but Los Angeles. It's a concert special celebrating the Lion King's legacy. That'll be on Disney Plus coming up February the 7th. This live-to-film concert experience includes a 70-person orchestra, dancers, projection images, award-winning costumes, and the puppets from the Broadway show. You're going to recognize the names, the voices, the characters. All 30 years, as we look back on The Lion King, the animated movie came out in 1994. Then you had the remake in 2019, the live action, the 2024 Mufasa, The Lion King. And that's going to be extra special coming up on Disney Plus, and that's set to drop coming up on February the 7th. And that's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
I've been living a dream this week,
guys.
Yes,
you have.
You've been letting me fulfill a fantasy. I think I've got the chops to be a full-time game show host. In fact, it could be a retirement plan if Mall Santa or Jungle Cruise Skipper at Disney World fail.
I want you to have a backup, you know? You never know what's going to happen.
You don't know what's going to happen. and it's been such a delight that I thought we'd go one more time with both Claire and producer Ben. So today's game, if you remember the Jeff Foxworthy hosted Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, we've adapted it just a bit. Are You Smarter Than a Morning Show Host?
Yeah! Hi, I'm the morning show host. Adorable.
Claire, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourselves?
Well, I'm the host of a popular morning show in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Mom, too. And just really excited to be here.
Let's hear it for Claire.
Thank you.
And playing today for Are You Smarter Than a Morning Show Host is producer Ben.
Thank you.
Ben, why don't you tell us all about your life.
About myself?
Yeah.
I am a morning show producer out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Ooh.
Okay.
And I like playing video games and traveling.
Oh, those are some of your hobbies, are they?
Yes.
Where were you born and raised?
I was born in Cedar Rapids and raised in Amana.
Hey, took him 3 days. He got it right.
He got it. Give him a round of applause, studio audience.
Okay, this is how you play Are You Smarter Than a Morning Show Co-host? Oh, by the way, we've got two great prizes for producer Ben. I put them in front of you so you can see what you're playing for. We've got two more boxes of Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treats.
Yes! Thanks to our sponsor, Rice-A-Roni.
Ben, what flavors did I provide for you today?
Mexican style and rice pilaf.
Rice what?
Pilaf.
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 Rice pilaf. Have you ever had rice pilaf?
I don't know what that is.
You're going to love it.
Let's hope you. Good thing rice is not a category.
No.
Why is there a lamp shining on the rice-a-roni?
Just to bring out its brilliance and flavor.
Look at it.
It's so good.
It's part of being the San Francisco treat.
Okay, are you smarter than a morning show co-host? Here's what you have to do, Producer Ben. You have to get three questions right across three categories. You've got to get one right out of the sleaze category, one right out of the fashion category, and one correct out of English literature. Those are all appropriate for your morning show co-host.
Okay.
You do have three cheats available. You can peek, which means you can look at Claire's answer and decide to use it or not. You could copy, which is whatever she says, it's your answer. Or check your work on multiple choice, and I will eliminate one of the answers. Are you ready to play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? By meaning, are you smarter than Claire?
I'm ready.
Okay. What category would you like to choose? Sleaze, fashion, or English literature?
Let's start with fashion.
Starting with fashion.
Wow.
We're going to go with a true-false question for both of you.
From the man who has work slippers. Go on.
You should see him in a robe.
He's so cute.
Looks great.
So cute.
True or false? Gigi Hadid recently walked a Paris runway in a packing tape mini dress. True or false? Gigi Hadid recently walked a Paris runway in a packing tape mini dress. Do you need to use a cheat or have you locked in your answer?
I have a feeling it's true, but I would like to copy.
You would like to copy, which means whatever Claire wrote down is the answer for you as well. So are you both locked in?
She wrote it down really quick. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever Claire says is Ben's answer. Did Gigi Hadid recently walk down a Paris runway in a packing tape mini dress, Claire?
I also said true.
It is true. Congratulations.
Woo!
Fashion is off the board.
Off the board?
Doesn't have to do no more in fashion. Okay, sweet. We're down to sleaze or English literature, Producer Ben.
English literature.
English literature. This is a multiple choice question.
It's multiple choice.
Which dramatic piece was not written by William Shakespeare?
Okay.
Not. Is it A, Othello, B, Macbeth, or C, The Glass Menagerie? Write down your answers now. Which dramatic piece was not written by William Shakespeare, Othello, Macbeth, or The Glass Menagerie? Ben, have you locked in your answer, or would you like to use one of your two remaining cheats?
Sir, I'm locked in.
Thank you. Claire is locked in.
I would like to check work.
You would like to check your work, which means I'm going to eliminate one of the answers.
Which one?
I'm going to eliminate Macbeth.
Oh, great.
So it's 50-50.
So it's either Othello or The Glass Menagerie. Ben, are you locked in?
I'm going to lock in.
Good. You have to because the game. That's how the game is played.
You have to move on.
Okay. Are you smarter than Claire? Producer Ben, what was your answer?
C.
C, The Glass Menagerie. Claire, what did you say?
The answer is C.
That is correct.
Yay!
Thank goodness. That was a complete random guess.
Thank goodness.
You don't know that. Oh.
Go, Ben.
But you can't get very far in these games like without
the
random
mana
guessing.
School system. Okay, we're down to our final category, sleaze. Let's give you a true-false question. This is for two boxes of Rice-A-Roni. Contestants, ooh, are you ready?
Yes.
True or false? From September 16th, sleaze, Martha Plimpton confirmed that Goonies 2 was a go, true or false? From September 16th, sleaze, Martha Plimpton confirmed that Goonies 2 was a go. Ben, you still have peek on the board if you'd like to see what Claire wrote down.
I would like to peek.
Okay, he would like to peek. Claire, go ahead.
Do I show him?
Uh-huh, that's how peek works. Okay, now take it back.
Oh, I'm okay. Going to change my answer.
You can change it if you want to. All right, this... is for all of the Rice-A-Roni in front of you.
Ooh, Ben. Ooh,
true or
Ben.
False, from September 16th, sleaze, Martha Plimpton confirmed that Goonies 2 was a go. Is that a true or false statement? Producer Ben, your answer is?
False.
Claire, your answer is?
It is, of course, false.
It was false.
Yay!
Ben is proving. He is as smart as Claire. What a game. Congratulations.
Incredible.
To both of our contestants. Ben, enjoy your two rices, which include?
Mexican style and my rice pilaf.
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 slide rulers rule. It's time for Nerd News on Z102.9.
Producer Ben, welcome to your... Is this your very first Nerd News?
My first time.
You've never... You've watched Nerd News take place.
A lot, yes.
You've been in the galley. You've been in the audience. You've heard it because you always put it into usually the Saturday scramble and the Monday warm-up. What are you most anticipating right now? Just getting your nerd on?
Yeah. Am I nerd enough for this?
Oh, heck yeah, you're nerd enough for this. All right, looks sweet. Like your undershirt's buttoned all the way to the neck, so yeah. Yeah, welcome to Nerd News.
All right.
Broadcasting on this fifth week of 2025 from our elevation 840 degrees above sea level, latitude of 41.88 degrees north and a longitude of 91.72 degrees west. Welcome to Nerd News. We're going to start with actually a movie you and I watched at Claire's house. Remember Maverick?
Yes. That was my first time watching it.
Yes. Now, in that movie, Tom Cruise's character flies at a speed of Mach 10. Which, scientifically speaking, is 100% impossible. There's no way you're going to be able to travel 7,826 miles per hour nor survive it. But what he did do, and planes can do this, is break the sound barrier.
Mm-hmm.
Mach 1. Did you know that people used to travel on a plane called the Concorde, where you would get from New York to London in under 3 hours?
No.
That's the Concorde. It used to fly faster than the speed of sound. As a guy that's getting into travel, I know you're not a big flyer, would you step foot on a plane that could break the sound barrier?
No.
All right. Because the option's coming.
I think that'd be really scary.
A company called Boom just did a test, broke the sound barrier. We have not had any aircraft that's been tested for commercial use since 2003. So the aircraft flew over the Mojave Desert, Mach 1, actually Mach 1.1. So you were traveling, if you were in that plane, at a speed of 761 miles per hour. The goal is to bring this fast travel back. So right now, United Airlines and American have ordered planes. So 64 to 80 people, all of which will not include producer Ben, looking to fly faster than the speed of sound at some time. In your travel journeys, would you ever want to go to France to see the Mona Lisa?
To see the Mona Lisa, yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big deal, right?
Yeah.
It is. I've been fortunate enough to do this. It's like tucked in the corner. At the Louvre. So they're going to change that. So they're moving the painting. The Mona Lisa will be moved to a new exhibition space at the Louvre. And this will happen about 2031. And you're going to have to pay extra to see the painting. The problem is, and if you've seen it in movies or on documentaries, the museum is beautiful. Most of it's underground. There's that big glass pyramid and you've got to go in underground. That was built in 1989. The amount of people that go to this museum now, it can't handle it. People, it's like there's too much weight. Both in terms of how heavy it is and then people wait too long. Mm-hmm. 30,000 people a day pass through that turnstile and about 20,000 are just going to see the Mona Lisa. So they are right now having a contest to design a new entrance point, and then they're going to make sure that they can find a location to put the painting that people can spend more time with it, because the whole idea with art is to appreciate it, right?
Yeah.
Most people, you stand there in a glob, and I went before cell phone, so you just kind of went, okay, there it is. And maybe you get 50 seconds in that area and they are just moving you fast. So the goal is to move the Mona Lisa so people can spend more time with the Mona Lisa.
So now nobody's going to go to the original side.
Quite possibly. I mean, you're in the same building, technically. It's just people are just going to go to the easiest entrance and whatever the new thing is. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have this conversation 20 years later that we got to build a third one. I'm so happy you're in for this topic. What are the sexiest jobs? Third story for Nerd News. A new poll just measured the sexiest jobs based on replies of 2,000 single people. Since the topic of, like, what do you do comes up on a first date, it seems to be a good indicator if you do certain careers, it could lead to a second date. Would you like to take any guesses of any categories?
A magic mic performer.
Male dancer didn't make the list. I think that's zero. I think you're automatically moving on to a second date. Great idea, though.
And then I would just guess, like, a dirty job in general.
Like garbage hauler?
Not garbage
Or something
hauler.
More in the adult performance world.
No, something more like dirty, like
construction worker
thing, but yeah, construction worker, but like you go and you get really dirty doing something.
Interesting. No, I don't have filth as part of the top five. Number five, remember, sexiest jobs. Number five, business. Does not sound very sexy. Number four, A little, like lawyers and anybody who works in the legal field, cops would be included there.
Morning show host?
We're not there yet. First responders is number three. Firefighters, they get a little dirty. Teachers and professors, number two. Healthcare is number one. Because those, both of those, well, all of those have, I think, some nobility to it, right? Mm-hmm. You're doing good for everybody. Tech and finance, I looked up and down that list, producer Ben, radio DJ.
Maybe if we
was
come
nowhere
out,
to be found.
Maybe if we come out with like a shirtless morning show calendar or something.
Of you and me?
Yes.
Just put it on the Better Prizes board, the shirtless morning scramble calendar. It was Ben's idea. Everybody, it was Ben's idea.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.